This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, when banks refuse to make loans or provide services in specific parts of town, often low-income neighborhoods, they call that redlining. The practice is discriminatory and was technically ended in 1977 with a federal ban that also pushes banks to reinvest in poor areas. But some cities are saying those regulations are not doing enough. New York, Seattle, and Dayton are among the cities that have passed their own ordinances to push banks to put capital into low-income neighborhoods and avoid predatory lending. From Dayton, Lewis Wallace of WYSO in Ohio has the story.
I'm in the car next to an overgrown park on the west side of Dayton.
Find a bank.
I'm looking for the nearest bank branch.
How far away?
Okay, check it out.
Siri can't find a bank nearby, and there's a reason. A PNC branch closed in the area in 2013, and now this is what's called a banking desert. Donna Preston, who's hanging out on a stoop nearby, confirms.
I'm not mobile. I don't have a vehicle, so it is kind of hard to get to banks.
And it makes things kind of tricky for her business.
I do hair for a living. I have a business called Donna Soft Touch Braids.
She takes the bus to her credit union, but she runs the business mostly in cash. West Dayton is like a lot of neighborhoods around the country. It's seen bank branches pull up and leave. Katie Crosby is with the city of Dayton. She says this is a big problem.
The small business development is just not occurring. Economic development is just not occurring.
So Dayton's socially responsible banking ordinance is pretty simple. It tells the banks, if you want us to deposit city funds with you, then you'll have to show that you're investing in low-income neighborhoods. Rob Rowe doesn't like it.
Banks are not utilities.
He's with the American Bankers Association.
They're not charities. They're businesses, and they're created and established as business organizations.
Dayton will need to get people like Rob Rowe on board, though. The ordinance, like those in other cities, is really just evaluation guidelines and not actual regulations. Still, Jesse Vantal is hopeful. He's with the National Community Reinvestment Coalition. It wrote a template for these city ordinances.
It is a law that, you know, that over years and decades will make a difference. And I think you see that in the historic impact of a lack of investment.
He gives Ferguson, Missouri as an example of that lack. It was redlined. For decades, whole black neighborhoods were blocked from banking services like home loans.
The same is true with many neighborhoods in Baltimore.
Dayton city government passed its ordinance with a unanimous vote. In Dayton, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.